Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and coming up shortly is the Keweenaw Science and Engineering Festival. A great time had by all last year when it was started, and we're looking forward to it again. Joining me in studio right now, a very warm studio, because this we're pre-recording, but this is the day people will remember as the power outages. So we're on generators here at the studio. That's that lovely hum you may hear in the background. And toasting with me in the studio is Amanda McConnon and Susie Landers. They are both on the board for the KSF, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, Susie, you represent the city of Houghton as well.
And I do.
What did this mean for Houghton last year?
You know, anytime we can bring everyone together, when I'm talking everyone, I'm thinking the cities, the universities, the community, it does well for everyone. And last year, it was amazing to see the people that had come together to put on this great event. I think people didn't realize what we were doing. The more we said KSF, Keweenaw Science and Engineering Fest, and a lot of times they have that blank look. You know, like, what are you talking about? Oh, a science fair? That sounds boring. No, I don't want to go to a science fair. That's math. That's this. I don't like it. And I'll tell you, the energy now has just been really rolling all year because they're like, I hope you're doing this again.
About 1 year ago, I sat in the studio with Steve Patchen and Amanda. You guys were telling me about the festival, and as you were talking about it, it sounded like, why haven't we had this for the last 30, 40 years? I mean, it just seemed like it fit this area.
Yeah, no, I agree. This is a type of event that, and we structured it so that it'd be very hands-on, and I'll probably say that 100 times while we're in here.
but that's what it is.
But that's the purpose of it, is to give kids a chance to have fun while they're doing something and learning in that process. And while they're doing it, they get so excited that then they want to teach and explain it to others. So then they're becoming that teacher of it, and then they really know it by the time they leave. So being able to pull the businesses that are using science, technology, engineering, and math, and some of the research at Michigan Tech, and some of the hospitals that are using items every day, being able to show these kids in the area that this can be really fun. You can do this. You're capable. And you could do this and still live here and have a great life in the Keweenaw. It's really a great way to kind of showcase that and prove it to them without having to, you know, pound it into their heads.
You know, and I think it goes back to, too, sometimes we don't realize what's in our backyard. So exactly, you said we've been here for forever. We have a university that we should be tapping into. And I think we just sometimes forget what's right here. And kudos to Steve Patchen coming up with this idea and getting a bunch of people on board that are passionate about their community and about their young people. And again, this is not just about kids coming. You want to see some adults that get excited about putting their hands on science and seeing things. And we have a lot of activities that range from children all the way up to 100
or beyond.
Yes, exactly. So it is great. And you know, if you can touch these kids now, you know, we're touching the future with them, and just showing them. I mean, it's amazing how kids have to realize that science is connected to everything.
I saw that in action last year. I took my daughter to your Geek Night over at the Continental Fire
Nerd
Company.
Night.
Nerd Night, that's right. She likes being called a geek. You know, have you seen those T-shirts that have like it in the Greek lettering that say geek? This is G-E-E-K. And my daughter wants one of those if she ever sees one. So if anybody's ever thinking of buying her a present, just what somebody wants. But she's really big into science, into robotics. You know, this particular festival was right up her alley. So I took her to that Nerd Night, and she went nuts. You know, all the different little hands-on things that were going on, as you mentioned, hands-on. I'm trying to remember some of the neat things that guy did. They had, you know, it was with flame.
That was the Michigan Tech Physics Department, so they had a bunch of different demos. Some were with sound waves showing the different fire, showed the different heights of sound waves. And again, we're looking to have a special night just for teens. It's actually going to be sponsored through a grant from the Keweenaw Community Foundation this year, and we're really excited about it. We changed up the name a little bit. It's Teen Science Night. There's going to be lots of engineering involved as well. And what we're going to be running are different destination imagination sessions. So basically, we'll have the kids divide up into teams, and they'll have these different challenges where they have to work together as a team to solve a problem, use the supplies they're given to come up with a solution, and compete for points. And then we'll keep track of points, and then they'll have some prizes at the end.
Well, it was definitely a lot of fun. Every few years, we head down to Walt Disney World. Now, to compare the KSAF to Disney World, it's a, you know,
same level of excitement. Yeah, that's great.
You know, but you know, they have one of their parks is called Epcot, and a portion of Epcot is all about really it's about science and technology. And it's a lot of hands-on things where people can, you know, get involved and not only hear about what happens, but see it and be part of it. They can make it happen. You know, if you're talking about kinetic energy, they could see kinetic energy in action and be part of it. You guys were accomplishing that with the teenagers that I saw. And, you know, with teenagers, it's always hard to pull them a little bit out of their shell and getting them involved. But as they did, you can tell in their faces they were having a great time.
It'll be interesting to see if you know, when we're here this year, if we have any repeat kids that come and say, because of last year, now I'm looking at a path in my future in engineering or science or something like that, because you just don't know what's going to trigger them.
Well, yeah, and that's the whole goal, is to give them an opportunity to have that spark, you know, to ignite that spark in them and empower them to know that this is something I can do and I'm capable of.
And it doesn't, you know, I think the younger the better. Now, last year, what was some of the youngest ages that we had? Not initially at teen night, at nerd night, but
preschool. So there's the, what is it? The
Family
Engineering Day targets that younger preschool type age student. And the STEM and the Keweenaw, the big event on Saturday, is kind of for all ages, but we have things for specifically for younger kids, the Family Engineering Day, and then all the way up to, you know, that teen night, that teen science night on Friday night, where we're targeting that, you know, 6th to 11th grade students so that we can get them interested. And then we have, you know, things like the pub crawl, science pub crawl, where it's for the adults to get out and learn and hear about some great things that people are researching and doing in our community.
Yes. And, you know, I wanted to kind of back up. I think we missed one of the questions that you asked, Rick, was about bringing the community together. And by doing this, too, this year, our sponsorship they're coming to us. A lot of them are coming to us. They want to be a part. So that's always exciting, because, you know, that first year out, we were like, you know, banging on the door and getting that blank look like, you know, well, let's see how you do. You know, come back next year. You know what I mean? And so now I want to, you know, put a big shout out to Longyear, Northern Hardwoods. They stepped up. They're one of our big sponsors. Superior National Bank, Michigan Technological University, and the Keweenaw Community Foundation. Amazing support that they have given us. And I know, like, a lot of these, like Northern Hardwoods, for example, you know, they hire kids from Michigan Tech. They need those kids. So, I mean, it's beneficial for them to invest in programs like this so that the young people that are coming up that are here want to be educated here, and then hopefully we'll stay here. Because, again, let's put our money with our kids here and hope that we build a better future here.
Right. And you have to reach them at that younger age before they kind of opt out. You know, they self-select out of wanting to go into math and science. You know, they either, you know, it's not cool, or they tell themselves they're not smart enough. So by making sure that we're sharing what you can do in our community as a job in the future that's in those fields with them from a young age, they might not know it, but they'll remember.
Right. And another layer on that is we, of course, are coordinated during the Michigan Tech Alumni Week. So now we have Tech alumni coming back. They are bringing maybe their children or grandchildren. And the feedback we got from them last year, they were excited because everybody wants their kids to come back to the college that they went to. And to see a program like this that they could actually bring their kids up and expose them was just another way of hopefully sending them to Michigan Tech.
Yeah, it sounds like a summer's version of the Winter Carnival. Taking place everywhere, and people, you know.
That's what we're hoping, that it just continues to build, and that we will be known as one of the biggest science and engineering fests in maybe the Midwest, you know, something like that.
Well, it should be.
Yes.
You know, this is the place for it. And Michigan Tech does so much for, you know, trying to have that outreach to young people to show them the possibilities that await them if they pursue careers in science, engineering, mathematics, robotics, and, you know, the summer youth programs that are available, the Engineering Olympics. Going to the Engineering Olympics one time, I talked to this young man who had just built this this car that's basically powered by a mouse trap. And he absolutely loved it. I interviewed him, and he was talking about how neat it was and how much fun he had, and the car performed the way it was supposed to be. I said, so are you going to, you thinking about doing a career in engineering? No. And I thought, well, wait a minute, think about this.
He doesn't even realize what he's doing. Right.
You just had a blast. And by the way, you're going to make a ton of money, if you get into it. So, maybe think again. And that's why I think these events that at Michigan Tech hold now, Keweenaw Science and Engineering mm-hmm. Festival, opening up those possibilities of what these young people can do if right. they just, apply themselves, follow that track.
And this festival actually has things going on, everywhere from the Michigan Tech campus. I mean, there's some stuff going, great stuff going on at the Great Lakes Research Center. Then we have things in downtown. We have things at the waterfront. We have things over in Hancock. What aren't we working with? That's the art. Forget it. Sorry, back up. wait, who's doing the display though at the? Aren't those Hancock kids doing display?
So for oh, phew, our
cool. I saved myself. I'm stumbling. I know there was no something problem. With Hancock.
Well, let's for the grand kickoff of everything.
For the reception, the opening reception.
We do have 45 Hancock high school students visited campus and actually did artwork inspired by Lake Superior. So that's going to be our kickoff art show in the lobby of the GLRC, and it'll be available Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
All right. And let's follow this, because I haven't been able to sit down and look at your entire mm-hmm. schedule, and so other people may not have. So if you're starting with the beginning, let's go ahead and go through your schedule and the different things that are offered so people can start making plans.
Sure.
Let's start first off, when does this take place?
So August 3rd through the 6th, so just coming around the corner. like I said, starts off with Layers of Lake Superior art exhibit, which 45 high school students from Hancock have designed beautiful art pieces based off of Lake Superior and agates and the different, whatever they're inspired by with Lake Superior. So that will be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 to 5 in the lobby of the GLRC. You can go and view that exhibit. Thursday, we kick off with Family Engineering Day. So a lot of these are going to be at the Ray Kessner Waterfront Park or Chutes and Ladders, mm-hmm. as most people know. We're going to have a large tent set up there to keep everyone cool if it continues with this heat wave. So Family Engineering Day will be going on, and that is run by Joan Chatty and the Michigan Tech Center for Science and Environmental Outreach. So what that is just shows them what engineers do. They design, they create, they invent, they solve problems. We want kids to be able to solve problems and be creative thinkers. So it goes through some different challenges with them, and that's from 12 to 3. Later in the evening, there is the science pub crawl. So that will be at a couple different locations.
Mm-hmm. We can talk a little bit more of that after mm-hmm. we go through the schedule, because that's kind of a big component.
Mm-hmm. So that will be starting at 7 p.m. on Thursday night. And through downtown Ho until about 10, we have a couple different really exciting groups that are going to be putting on some interesting topics. At that, we will also have Science Pub Crawl t-shirts available if anyone wants to purchase a t-shirt.
Homestead plug-in.
Yeah, Homestead Graphics will be making them on site. So those will just be $10. There's also a summer concert series with Century 21. They sponsored that summer concert series.
That's the City of Houghton mm-hmm. concert series that kicks off also that Thursday in Kessner Park.
Yep. Okay. So that will be by the tent that night. And
Booty Creek will be playing.
So then continuing to Friday, that's when we have Science and Sports and Health. So this is going to be a chance to learn about variety of sports and wellness through hands-on activities. And we might have some Michigan Tech athletes there as well. I know UP Health Systems is going to be helping us plan that. So Friday is also when the Great Lakes Research Center has their water festival. So this is kind of an all-day thing from 1 to 5. I do have this listed on the website, keweenascience.org, some of their info. And if you click on that one, there's a flyer that pops up that gives you a little bit more details you can download. But they have everything that's about Lake Superior, things you can learn from Lake Superior. So it's a great water festival. They're going to have a Coast Guard vessel tour there, mm-hmm. a big, long Coast Guard vessel. You can drive an underwater robot.
Doesn't that sound exciting? Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
See some zooplankton.
Mm-hmm.
And learn about, invasive species in our area as well. So those are just a few of the things. And that will all be kind of at that Great Lakes Research Center area.
I always love being able to go over there because, you know, I'm never disappointed. It's, you know, I'll go over, like this week I was over there because teachers from the Flint area were there to learn about water treatment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to go over and it's going to be teachers sitting in a classroom learning about water. And I was fascinated. You know, not only was it a great presentation, but then they went over and did some demonstration about, you know, with just how different water looks and under certain conditions. And, you know, it was so entertaining. I don't know anything about, you know, water treatment, you know, and yet here I was like with my camera off to the side going, wow, this is so interesting. Oh, some neat stuff. Always love it there.
Great. Yes. Yeah, so we're excited that they've kind of planned this and wanted to join up with the not only the Michigan Tech Alumni Reunion, but the CUNA Science and Engineering Festival as well.
Again, and kind of pull everything. And every year, you know, you can just feel the energy is going to get bigger and bigger, and people want to be, they want to be programming partners. And that's what we want, because you just don't know, you know, this type of, you know, science shown this way might not spark anything with someone, but, you know. Next year, maybe we'll have a program that will. So
right.
It keeps going and growing. And we have a lot of stuff going on Saturday down at the water park.
Yep. So, again, the Teen Science Night is Friday night, and that is going to be at the Chutes and Ladders Park as well. And that one's sponsored by a grant from the CUNA Community Foundation, their Youth Advisory Council. So that will, again, be team problem solving. They'll have to be able to be very creative. I don't know if anyone knows anything about destination imagination challenges, but it's a big thing, just like FIRST Robotics is a big thing. It's a big thing that they have competitions for. So we're pulling some of those different, not tests, but experiments for the kids to do and challenge them for some prizes. Saturday, it's going to be a fun day. So that's our last day. And we have a big event called STEM in the Keweenaw. So this is one of those ones we're really going to showcase what businesses and this area has to offer as far as STEM. So some of the groups that are going to partner with us for that, the Michigan Tech Mind Trekkers will be there, again, doing their own little expo of demos that are all that interactive, really cool, 30 seconds to 3 minutes. You know, you kind of do the wow back into learning. A similar group, MSU Science Theater, will be there. And they're funded by MSU, and they are very similar, but rather than kind of being that Mind Trekkers get your hands on, they're more of that show style, but they have some really cool demos they're going to be bringing this year. I know last year they had one called Elephant Toothpaste that people really liked. It was shoots into the air, and they always do a great job. They're always entertaining. So they'll be doing shows throughout the day in the band shell.
Right, and this isn't something that you have to, say, commit to get down there at a certain time and stay all day. These are ongoing. They'll start and stop. So if you can only, you know, dedicate an hour to come down, do that. You know, whatever fits in your schedule.
Just
so
stop in between noon and 4
right,
on Saturday.
Right. I know we've wanted to talk a little bit about the science pub crawl. That was a big hit last year. And pretty much what that is, we will have a scientist at different venues. We will actually be kicking off this year again at the Downtowner at about 7 o'clock. And it's very informal. So it's like if you come there, there's not like everyone just doesn't line up and sit in seats or anything. It's just kind of, you might just happen to be there and this is going on. So it's just, you become part of the venue. So the scientists will, we don't have our complete lineup. We'll make you tune in and keep checking our website if you want to hear what's actually going to be going on. So we will have a scientist that will present for like a half hour, 45 minutes, and they'll be opening for questions. And then we will gather those that want to, and we'll start moving down the sidewalk. And we will go then to the Continental Fire Club, and we will do a presentation. Another scientist will be waiting for us there. And after that's done, we will work our way up to the Magnuson, the 7th floor, come back down, and we will finish with two going on at the same time, one at Armando's, the doghouse. Well, I like to say the doghouse because
everybody knows
the doghouse, but we're actually going to be on the restaurant side because last year it was so crazy.
There was so
many people, so that the gentleman that was presenting, he was just overwhelmed. It was crazy. So we are going to actually let it flow on to the restaurant side because the restaurant will be closed at that point. So it'll just be easier for the people that want to hear and you know, ask questions. And then there'll also be one going on at the library bar. So it's exciting, and it's just like people get excited, and sometimes you get hung up at one of them. So we kind of lost some of our crew as we were going last year because they got engaged so much with the presenter that they didn't keep coming with us. So, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Then we might pick up some, though, along the way. So it's not something you have to, like, register for or pay. It's just, like, get in line. It's like the bunny hop. I think we did the bunny hop a little bit down the sidewalk last
after
year.
After the second stop, I'm not going to remember what the third speaker's talking about anyways. But, you know, what you said about how many people came out. What was the response from, you know, just the sort of the collateral effect of businesses and those from downtown just to have all this activity going on?
It was very, very positive. I mean, okay, granted, I'm going to, you know, give it that it is alumni week, so there already is a lot of people in town. But it kept the people more focused downtown, you know what I mean, or in the city. And it just got them excited about what we offer and what our future is looking like. I walked with, because Steve and I pretty much ran the pub crawl, so I had the pleasure of talking with a lot of the people that were coming along, and the people were like, this is why we want our family to come back here. This is why we want our kids and our grandkids to go to school here, because this is what you do in Houghton. This is how a community comes together. Not necessarily that we have a pub crawl. You know? I mean, it wasn't about that. It was just about the whole festival, event and the festival. But I mean, it just that we bring everybody together. And I think the people were excited to see that the businesses in downtown were even more welcoming and say, listen, you know, here, come, gather. Mm.
What needs do you have, if any, in order to make this happen?
Volunteers. For one. Yes. One. Always need volunteers to help. Set up, clean up, make it all happen, get a...
And it's so exciting, you know what I mean? If you ever think that, ooh, I've always kind of wanted to get involved with something, but I'm just not sure, and you just want to get... You know, some people get worried that, oh, it's going to get all consuming, and we're going to, you know, they're not going to be able to even live because we're going to ask so much of them. You can just come in and say, I want to help out for one event. You can just come in and say, I want to help out for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be surprised what... You're going to feel so good after that. I always say, you know what I mean? I get my thrills of when I'm volunteering or helping out somebody. So, I mean, once you get involved in these events, you can't help it. It becomes part of you. I can remember quite a few years ago during FinFest, a lady who was not a volunteer came to register to pick up her stuff. And we were crazy, crazy busy. And she kind of really quietly, and she was from Dollar Bay. And I wish I could find her because she looked at me. She goes, well, I don't really know anything or what's going on. She goes, but I could try to help. And she was really hesitant because she was actually there to attend the festival. That woman came for all 4 days and helped us in registration. She never left. She even told her husband, I'm helping them out. And so it's like she loved it. So you just don't know. Just like kids, you got to like push them a little bit. Even as adults, sometimes we need that little nudge. Like, get involved in your community and watch these young people. Sometimes young people get a bad rap lately. They're like, oh, that, you know, those kids. No, come and look what these kids are doing.
Yeah, and to volunteer for this, you don't have to get up and give a presentation. It can be helping us set up tables, picking up throughout the day.
Moving signs, I failed at a couple times last year.
But we have things, too, where we'd have extra lesson plans if they want to come and help Mind Trekkers for a day. We have lesson plans and all that information, so it can be whatever you're comfortable with. Yeah, well, you know, just reach out to us and let us know that you're willing to help.
Yeah, well, and all those people moving around, too, you know, people look for people, you know, like staff. They say, where are we supposed to go next or what else is going on? And just being able to be there, provide information, point people in the right direction, that's a big help, too.
Right, mm-hmm. You don't have to know everything because as long as you know, like, okay, there, you know a few key people, you know, point to Amanda. Okay, see that blonde right there? Go and see her. That's what I'd be doing.
You mentioned all these things. Now, of course, if you're, you know, supporting our local pub establishments, there's a cost there. But is there a cost with any of these other items?
No, everything's free. And that's when we started this, planning this. Well, it's probably 2 years ago now. I think we took about a year. Well, less, actually, no, take that back. It was less than a year. We talked about it. And by the time we finally sat down, a group of us, and said, all right, let's do this. You know, our main thing was this needs to be free. You know, if you want to buy a t-shirt, fine, that's your support. Or, you know, like I said, if you're going to go to the pub crawl and if you actually want to have a refreshment, you'd have to pay for that. But no, attending any of this is definitely free.
Yeah.
And how wonderful is that? Where do you get to go to hands-on experience to see a lot of these event or, you know, some of these robotic things? You usually have to pay for this stuff. Nope. It's all free.
You mentioned the sponsors. Was there anybody else that you wanted to thank before? We got about a minute to go.
Just some of the other groups that have stepped up to come help us out.
Yes.
All of the elementary, middle, and high school robotics teams will be here this year. We're very excited to have FIRST Robotics involved again to kind of showcase the robots. And I think they've actually offered to let people drive them if you're ever interested in seeing what that's all about. GS Engineering has stepped up again. They are going to have some demonstrations they're going to be working on.
Come and see them. The community, a lot of the hospitals, a lot of the banks, they've all come together, a lot of our organizations. And like I said, when push comes to shove in this area, we'll put out one last call. And believe me, we will get our volunteers because this is the community that does come together.
Awesome. For the schedule, and if people want to volunteer, is there a website or a good place to go to get that information?
Yep, you can find it all on QNSScience.org.
All right. Susie Landers and Amanda McConnon with the Keweenaw Science and Engineering Festival coming up August 3rd through the 6th. Hope you head out and enjoy it. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you. We hope to see everyone there.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.